on this day in sport is quite interesting when you go back through the years, and a couple of major events happened on this day. One in the world of motorsport, obviously October normally is the time that we wrap up the championship season. So if we go back to 1991, on this day, October the 20th, Ayrton Senna would win his third and ultimately last world championship at the Japanese Grand Prix. He secured the title when Nigel Mansell went off. Do you remember this one? Especially after all the drama the year before with Alain Prost. And in fact, after this event, Ayrton Senna held a press conference and he laid it pretty bare about his thoughts on the battles with Prost and what officials had been doing. And he was quite ugly about it, in fact. So the 1988 world champ, the 1990 world champ, became the 1991 world champion when there was drama on lap 9 with Nigel Mansell.
Mansell harrying Ayrton Senna. And off! That Mansell, that's him. Mansell out, and the world championship has been won by Ayrton Senna. And ironically, with a very, very sad Frank Williams looking at the pit lane, Nigel Mansell has gone off in despair at the very corner that looks to me that claimed Prost and Senna last year.
So there you go. The 1991 World Championship goes to Ayrton Senna, finishing second in that race. And as I mentioned, it would be his third and final world title. He died, of course, in 1994 on May 1. That was on this day back in 1991. And if we go further back to 1968, something happened on this day that changed the course of an Olympic sport forever. It was the Mexico City Olympics, and the men's high jump was taking place. Now, have you heard of the Fosbury flop? Well, if you've ever seen high jump since this day, you know of the Fosbury flop, because Dick Fosbury, an American athlete, decided he didn't like the way that they were jumping and he needed to try and jump higher with a different style of jump. Until this day, high jump was either feet first, it evolved into scissor kick, there was a standing jump, there was the rollover, there was a thing called the Western roll where they basically just go up, try and get one leg over and then flip themselves over face down, if you like. So all of that was taking place in high jump, which had been around since Adam was a boy. Now, Dick Fosbury was a different character. He was from Portland, Oregon. He used to compete wearing one white shoe and one blue shoe. He had an engineering mechanical background, and he went off and tried to work out a way that would give him a mechanical advantage. What it led to was the flop. And the style that you see today, all these years later in high jump, he jumped 2.24 metres to win the gold medal that day, on this day in Mexico City 1968. And then he retired. He didn't go again at Olympic level. So the one gold medal from the one event, he walks away from his only Olympics, changing the course of his part of athletic sport forever. He was interviewed quite a few years later on if he ever thought his style, the flop, would revolutionize the sport.
I knew that this style was working for me. I felt that it was probable that some other athletes would be able to use this technique, but I just never imagined that it would become universal, that every high jumper virtually in the world would be using this style. And it's been amazing to live through and watch, and it's great to see today that the athletes continue to improve thanks to this technique.
So think about it, folks. As you've gone through school, if you've gone through school after 1968, that man there is the reason why we attack high jump the way that we do now, and it continues to go. But they all weren't on board with it. They called him the laziest high jump ever. He was dismissed as what they called back then a two-legged camel. And here's how he reacted on being ridiculed for the Fosbury flop.
All of us who are doing sports, we love attention. So if you're getting some attention, even when you're being laughed at, that's a good thing. And that is one of the rewards about doing sports. So that encouraged me, even in the context of people laughing at what I was doing, because I took it as being something that they were not ridiculing me, but actually enjoying something that was radically different.
Revolutionized his sport, Richard Douglas Fosbury. He's now 74 years of age, and he did that at the 1968 Mexico City Olympics on this day, October the 20th.